on My Fix It Up Life.
We're at Design on a Dime, New York City's most popular interior design benefit at the Metropolitan Pavilion in Chelsea.
With more than 50 of the world's top interior designers, Design on a Dime has a heart and a goal bigger than the Big Apple itself.
On the guest list, HGTV's Genevieve Corder, host of Dear Genevieve, and Judicious Design Star Judge.
Good Morning America anchor and author of the New York Times bestseller I Break for Yard Sales, Laura Spencer, dives into this pool of talent and imagination.
Yvette Rios from ABC's The Chew gives us a taste for design delights. And Yetta Banks, Vice President of Design and Construction for Viacom, builds beauty with heart.
It's a night on a mission. Just ask Patrick Hamilton, design master with unstoppable style.
From a little taste, jumping in with both feet. We hold dear those that leave the world better than they found it.
And it happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And you look
and your new friend,
fantastic.
Lara.
And our new friend, Lara Spencer.
Yes. And we're hanging out in her space. Come on, space. Welcome to my crib. Everything's for sale for a really good cause.
What's up?
Yes. Tell me about that. Off. It's really, that's the great thing about this event is that it opens up the door to the true design of everybody. And I think it's very inspirational. And you can feel good. Buying because it's all going through great costs. Yes, that really sets my rationalization.
Now, Laura, what's your inspiration for this vignette?
It started with the paint color. I found that color in the Balfour book. To me, it was like cool and cozy and, I don't know, it felt like a room I'd want to be in. And from there, that's how it is. You find one thing, a paint color, a pillow, an object, and it sort of just goes from there. I knew that that color, I wanted to have muted
Well, I was so excited to find out that you were here because I did not know that you were a designer.
Yeah.
And you are. And you design for a lot of different people.
I do.
And you get on that 345 number.
I do.
And you actually used to be a diver.
Yeah. Wow.
And
I used to run the Wikipedia page.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
But is that sort of like being a diver, you must have had to get up really early in the morning.
That is a very good observation.
When's the last time you were able to sleep in your life?
19.
Yeah.
I have a great husband who understands that I might need a nap. I like to get up with the kids because I'm not there very late. But then I definitely do breakfast and then tiptoe out the room and maybe go back to bed. But everybody needs their sleep. And you figure out a way. I don't need a lot of sleep, obviously.
Right.
But
your energy level is in fact, can you just focus on her a little more? It's not quite up enough.
It's not? What do you mean?
Wait, yeah.
And you have a designer, too.
I do.
Yeah.
New York Times bestseller.
Oh, so proud of her.
That's my number one accomplishment.
I wanted to ask you about that. 2 seconds after seeing this vignette, your book is I Break for Yard Sales.
Yeah.
And I see two different looks, motifs from the whole thing. This looks very refined, you didn't get it from a yard sale.
That's the whole mantra, is that you reinvent and reimagine pieces that somebody else is casting off, and you have to look for great bones and realize that, just like a girl in need of a makeover, everybody has a chance, It's not judging people by its cover. Every piece I see, I don't judge by the fabric or the paint color. I look at the structure and the quality and the shape. And then, new fabric, it's like a new little black dress.
I know what you mean.
I know
I
you
am would. Totally down with that.
Wow.
I know.
Two very different questions. I want to, so don't interrupt me, Mark.
Oh, this is going to take a while. Do you mind if I lie down?
Sit down.
Yeah.
Yard sale. Is there something that you keep in mind in the list of you? Are you looking for a particular piece? I'm looking for a chair. I'm looking for this. Or do you have a different way that you approach yard sale? When I go to a huge flea market like Brimfield, I definitely have a list with artwork that needs frames. I know the measurements. Or if I'm doing a client's house, I'll have the room measurements so that if I want to buy a larger piece or a case piece, I know how big the sideboard should be or how big the coffee table should be. And because scale is everything.
Sure.
And symmetry. that. Then my other question, and you're working on different TV shows over the years. Do you, when you go on the TV set, are you like, oh, no, no, that's not the way that should go, that chair should be this way, or that there should be like a pop of color here?
Every day.
And
every
you, like, day. Internally frustrated, and do you have to, like, go to your, like, quiet place?
Yes, I do, and I'm dying to decorate GMA sets, but, you know,
why don't they let you?
Because there's different rules in TV than in real life, you know? It shouldn't be distracting.
Yeah.
I love, like, an interesting objet, you know, as I like to call it. But, you know, it, there's a method to madness, and we have set directors and unions, and so I just stay in my lane. But in my head, I'm decorating all the time.
You have to go to, like, your quiet place.
I do. I have to go to my dark, decorating quiet place.
That is so good to know that you're not redecorating a GMA set.
I want you to.
By the way, thank you.
You're like, okay, no.
No, I was just telling them, why does Sam, the weatherman, why does he get a pop of color with flowers on his side of the desk and my side has nothing? I need a pop.
Really?
Which today I was doing that. And they're like, how about you shut it and just do your job?
What would you put there if you were allowed to?
I would do like a fabulous glass vintage owl with like, you know, giant cherry blossoms coming out of it. But that would be weird. That's the problem. Because then I'd be like, anyway.
I would think that's spectacular.
I know. But they don't.
All right. Now,
okay.
You have two kids, is that right?
Yeah.
Daughter who's going, you know, like following the footsteps of you and your mother. The whole thing. Now, what does your son think about it?
He loves it. He loves style and he loves design, but he just doesn't want to do it right now. He's 11 and way more into lacrosse. So he's kind of over it at the moment. But he has a great eye. You know, right now I understand. It's not in the 11-year-old's agenda.
How old is your daughter?
She's 8 and a total decorator at heart.
What's her favorite color right now? Or does
right
she
now,
have
she
one?
She's a navy blue and pink.
Oh.
I know. Very
sophisticated.
Yeah, I have a sophisticated.
I'm in big trouble.
I have a sophisticated eye too, and you were talking about makeovers before. This is the makeover model.
This is all I have.
When she met me, I didn't have black shoes. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking good. I like this whole situation. There's nothing I want to redo here.
Aww.
I have to go though, because my guests.
I think
here.
This is
good job.
To go.
So we'll be back. Check out Laura Spencer.
Bye and love and decorate everybody.
Oh, we'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Oh, now looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. Opened up my heart to all the jealousy, the bitterness, that ridicule.
You are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we are inside the Housing Works Design on a Dime event in New York City.
62 different vignettes around here. And they're just like these gorgeous little pods of personality just exploding everywhere. And we are sitting in a very explosive looking one right now.
I would go with explosive, but I'm not seeing explosive. In my mind's eye.
No?
No, I've got at Patrick Hamilton Design, who's been kind enough to let us in here.
Hello.
I'm seeing a mixture. I've got everything from Van Gogh to Dolly to maybe a Starsky and Hutch episode.
I'll take it. It'd be called worse.
So how did you come up with this sort of, you know, I guess amalgamation of what Mark sees all these different themes going on in this booth?
I was born and raised in Miami, and so it was happening during planning was happening during the winter, and we had a pretty gray, dreary winter. So I think some of us was just Miami homesickness, perhaps.
There you go.
But it started with the wallpaper, so you kind of have to go with this wallpaper when you're presented with it. So
was that your anchor piece for this vignette?
Pretty much. I had seen it, and I thought, well, there's a better chance of using it for something like this than there is a client actually buying it, hiring me to do a room like this. So it was just, you know, this event is about theatricality and about having fun and keeping everybody in good mood. And I don't think you can be in a bad mood in this room. So.
No, I don't think so. And for everybody listening or watching, where can you get this wallpaper?
This paper is from Schumacher, the venerable fabric and textile house. And this is a printed grass cloth from the Celery Kemble collection. And we love celery. She's also a very generous soul. And Schumacher was very generous to donate all of it. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
If somebody is thinking about a little, I'm a big fan of highlight walls. So I like to have one power element and then sort of mute it around or melt it around into something a little maybe less intense than this. But if somebody wants to jump in like with a piece like this zebra skin or something like that, do you have a recommendation of how they might be able to get that bam, but not kaboom? Those are all, by the way,
the degrees between those two things.
The degrees
terms.
Between bam and kaboom.
Yeah.
Now, what would that be called? What's the expression between bam and kaboom?
I don't know, but those are technical terms. I understand if you don't know what they are.
Yeah, please stop using this crazy technical terms. I think it's kind of knowing when to stop. It's knowing what to fight, and like, you know, like I said, this paper, you just sort of had to run with it. But the white that is used in this room tempers it. All the art is framed in white, so it's sort of knowing when to put the brakes on it. Otherwise, the car just goes like skidding right off the cliff.
So
but
don't
I think
carpet
as,
your walls.
Yeah, definitely. But I think if you're trying to get this impact, you know, it can be an upholstered wall, it can be one accent wall. In a bedroom, it could be the headboard wall. You know, that's a great place to sort of anchor all of the activity.
And in terms of actually picking an anchor wall, the headboard's a great idea. Like in a kitchen, do you choose like the focal point of when you enter a room? Like how do you do it?
I think it's the wall you see most often from wherever you are, and possibly from, it sounds counterintuitive, but possibly from the farthest away that you see it typically.
Right.
So it's, and also it's in your own apartment where you're facing a lot. Because it should be your reward. It should be the reward for the homeowner who lives there, not for the picture. It should be, you should be liking what you're facing all the time in your own apartment.
So I want to know what's your reward at home. Like,
oh my
what
God.
What is your focal point? Can you tell us?
Interior design speaking?
Yeah.
Well, in Manhattan, windows are the big reward. So a lot of my furniture is actually facing the windows. But I do have color has sort of created a bedroom for me out of a studio apartment, and it's only been done with color. It's where I painted and didn't paint walls that sort of makes me feel like I have a bedroom that I really don't. My bedroom is right by my front door.
Now, you picking paint colors for your own place, is that just so hard?
It's, you know, I think every designer would tell you designing for yourself is the hardest thing to do, which makes this event a little tricky because you don't have a client. So you're a little bit at the mercy of what is donated, but people are so generous that you can't even use that as an excuse anymore. But, it's sort of this is a little bit designing for yourself. So a lot of us make up fictional clients.
I've absolutely done that.
I'm kind of thinking that perhaps, you know, this Design on a Dime event for HousingWorks, that the designers showcasing a part of themselves in a way that they can't really express to a client or in their own home, and you kind of have the freedom to do it here.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's definitely one of the pluses of this event is that you get to do something that either you want to do more of or that you just want to do once.
Now, how many times have you done Design on a Dime?
This is my third year, so I'm a junior in the process.
A junior.
And have you ever gotten a client from?
I actually did. I got a client from last year's.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in your design life at Patrick Hamilton Design, what is the wildest thing anybody's asked you to. And I'm going to let you finish that question, considering the look that just came across
your
face.
I'm going to say design.
I was going to say
the wildest thing someone's ever asked you
to do a wall with. But I'm just going to go ahead, and we're going to freeform it from here.
Yeah.
And
that was leading the witness, Your Honor.
Go.
Actually, a project that I'm working on right now, we're doing a floor-to-ceiling upholstered wall that's the headboard. We're not doing a headboard per se. We're upholstering the whole back wall.
I've wanted to do that at our house.
You have talked about that.
Endlessly.
What is the material, the medium?
Leather.
That's what I wanted to do.
Leather.
What color?
Actually, pleather, but... only for practicality reasons. We're probably doing it's a guy's bedroom, so we're doing, you know, we're going old school guy with it a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it a bunch of leather jackets stapled to the wall? That's,
you know,
what
it's
I would
funny
do.
Really?
it's funny you say that, but I don't want to just divulge too much more about my own client. So
okay.
we'll leave that.
We'll leave the mystery out there. Mysterious. Be inspired to put leather on your walls at home too.
I really like it. Do you bring that texture, color, all none sum into the furniture in the room and the fixtures and different things, or do you leave that there?
Well, what we're doing in this apartment a lot is bringing the floor color up onto the wall. So the floors are very dark wood, and we're doing it sort of for continuity. It's not a huge apartment. It's mm-hmm. bigger than mine, but it's not a huge apartment. So we're trying to do space-saving tricks where you're not looking at 1,000 different things, but you're giving some kind of variety. So the dark wood wall runs up into this dark leather, or the dark wood floor runs up into the dark leather wall. So it's different, but there's some continuity to it.
Wow. So where can people find you? Because we are heading into a break.
I have my own blog, which mm-hmm. I also answer questions for people who are struggling, who are not in Manhattan. And my blog is askpatrick.blogspot.com. But if you just Google Ask Patrick, you can find me.
Ask Patrick your design questions, and we're going into a break, and we will be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Well, I'm eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. Got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandy run.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're in New York City at Housing Works at Design on a Dime with Yetta, Viacom, Design and Architectural Design, and Yvette. No. Start over. Yvette, DIY and crafting expert from the Chew, here to find out about their vignettes here at Design on a Dime. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, I want to talk to you first about yours.
Sure.
I want
to know about yours.
You're getting married soon. And you have this whole wedding theme. And for everybody thinking and dreaming about their wedding, it's not like the typical what you would find in like a modern bride.
Right.
There's some delicately placed flowers, floral arrangements in some areas on the mannequins that are getting married. I want to know, what was your inspiration for this?
So, I wanted to, in terms of the whole concept or the mannequins in particular?
The mannequins in particular.
So, I thought my house was being a little bit risky, so I said maybe I could cover the jewels. So, I thought I'd cover them properly.
That's the way, in fact, if
that's
this weren't in the middle of the city, I would have no pants on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what's the New York City? We could do that every day. Oh,
absolutely. Anything goes, yeah. Now, how did you get involved in this organization, Housing Works and Design on a Dime?
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in New York, and Housing Works is one of those organizations.
Hi.
You know, there's Rent to Reserve meeting. designer, they're a huge resource. But then I got to know the work that they do. And it's incredible. So this event actually creates housing for all of New Yorkers that are living with HIV and AIDS. And what they do is incredible. So it's really great. So every dollar you spend goes towards the grant.
You know, I like too that you have a dining set, like
yes.
I haven't seen them like very many around here, and there's 62 of them, I think.
Right.
And how appropriate it is for you, because you are, of course, one of four.
The Jew. Well, that's a good point. Actually, it came from the fact that I am doing the installation with Goodwill International, another great charity organization that I work with a lot, and they just had so much table stuff. And I was like, I just got to put the stuff out there. So it made a lot of sense.
So did it just work out, you know, simpatico, that the chew and food?
Because
you've got the stuff?
Yeah, it's all been around her. No, it's just about all of that. Your most.
Or did you get engaged just so you could do the wedding?
I got engaged just because I wanted that to be my thing.
Perfect. It's funny how it works out on purpose.
It is funny how it works out on purpose. And I've seen that you've been tweeting a lot for Goodwill NJ.
Yes.
I think you've been going there a lot to gather up all
the
things.
Yes, all the stuff at Goodwill that New York can do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
I'm at EV Rio.
EV Rio. And where can we find you on Twitter?
I am not tweeting.
Oh, wrap it and no Twitter, no interview. That's it. It's over. It's over.
It's kind of like a whole thing these days. If you're not on Twitter, do you really exist?
You do.
Did you take any philosophy classes in college?
You know what? I'm on my way.
We should sign you up today.
I'm signed up. I'm circling you. Okay.
If a Twitter falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it in fact tweet?
Right.
Well, I want to know what your theme is for your wedding. Can you reveal it?
Your real wedding.
This might be her real wedding. You never know.
We need to get married today.
So, I bet there's probably a few people that could marry you and their children.
We're going to run away. We're going to elope to Paris.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? We're eloping to Paris in the spring.
Fantastic. You're getting married. All these people are going to show up.
All these people show up.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of it since you are invited.
The date might not be correct, but we'll be there.
So check out housingworks.org. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you, Yetta, who also have the same name, which was killing me before. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Doing fine on my own. You came along in the fight.
Time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
This might go down in flames.
Are you going to do Purple Rain? I need a lighter.
You only wanted one time to see you laughing.
Oh, I love it.
Only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
Oh, yeah.
Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, only wanna see you laughing in the purple rain.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are painted with bright, broad smiles.
We are.
We are in New York City, Nueva York.
Yes, we are.
The Housing Works Design on a Dime event.
Yes, and we're in the Valspar booth that was designed by Genevieve Gorder, who's sitting with us and who is just glowing.
Well, after that song, that's like my childhood. And I'm from Minneapolis. This is like my church.
Actually,
thank you.
Kim Williams is the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, really? You know, I used to work for Prince, and you are a lot lighter.
Well, I got taller over time.
Yeah, he's been inside a lot, so he's lost some coloring a little bit.
The curl in your hair has disappeared.
Well, you might know Genevieve from HGTV, design star Judge, from a long time ago, Trading Spaces,
yes.
From all kinds of projects and everything, and Valspar, you're a spokesperson for them.
I am, and I've worked with Valspar for the last couple years, and there is, I mean, it's just a natural combination of paint and design and color is the most powerful tool we have. So it's a really fun partner to have because we get to do these amazing events. And Design on a Dime is like one of the biggest New York design events of the year. It's like summer camp for us. So all the designers are here.
Well, I'm so excited because we just learned about it from Tyler
Weisler.
Yes, we were going to the Kitchen and Bath show last mm-hmm. week. He was telling us about this event. And last year, Design on a Dime raised more than $850,000
yes.
and has raised more than $5 million since 2005 for people that are battling HIV/AIDS who are homeless or
in New York City.
Recently home, yes, in New York City.
It's an incredible organization that started in the last 20 years and is there's a housing works in every neighborhood in the city. So as a New Yorker, it hits home really quickly because we pass it every day. And it is such a beautiful organization with such a grassroots startup. And that design has the power to give is a wonderful combination of superpowers. And there's so many beautiful things and people here tonight. We're selling so many things that are worth a lot more than the price tag. And it all goes to such a great cause. 100% of the proceeds go to fighting HIV and AIDS in people in the homeless community in New York City. So you feel great, and you can buy with a wild abandon, write it all off, and know that you're giving to a really good cause.
It really does feel good when you can get a good deal and help people all at the same time. It's
don't
kind of like the magic of
like this?
I do. You know, I would pay double grocery shopping if I knew that it was helping people that are really, really need the help too. Now I want to ask you about your daughter.
Yes.
And now you are a spokesperson for a paint company. Does she want to change the color of her room every day?
Well, I don't know how old your kids are. My daughter is 5, so we are stuck and have been in this place for the last couple years of pinkdom. It is pinky pink, pinkity pink, pink pink. She knows the name of every exotic color in the palette because she's grown up with me. So she can say chartreuse. She can say a slight blush with fuchsia on the side. But pink is her choice, from the radiator to the quilt to the wall color. And I have to keep telling her, pink needs friends, Bebel. Pink needs friends. So who can be friends with pink? Because pink will get lonely without gray
so
and
cute.
Yellow and white. And it's starting to click.
We have an 11-year-old, and her room is still pink.
Oh.
So much so that I have shears that are magenta color, so then the light comes through. Even if it's not pink, the whole room, it's like a pink glow.
It's like a brothel.
Oh, yeah. Kind of
please
like
don't
a brothel.
Say that.
But don't say that in front of her father.
I'm just saying. The tweet.
Yeah, Genevieve, that's just what it's like.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's funny. We're leaving now.
Anyway, we have to go and redecorate her house.
You did
room.
It. I didn't do it.
I got to wipe off a paint bomb in there.
You know what? She's at the perfect age. She's tween. She's going to want to switch over one day, and it'll be with such urgency. And she'll want the loft, bedroom, teenage, everything. And the pink will be abolished. It will be a completely imprisoned color for the next 5 to 6 years. That's how it works with girls every single time.
I'm looking forward to that. And when I'm married to Teresa, so I really don't have any design questions myself because they're pre-answered.
Yes.
Because she's a designer.
And we're married,
and
so
we're
I'm always
married,
right.
So.
Right?
Yeah, oh, there's that.
That's
yeah.
why you're still married.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just. You
he accepts
Genevieve,
the
maybe,
fact that I'm always right.
Maybe
he
and I can talk
it.
Later.
He like hugs it.
Have a separate interview.
Can we do? Is that Tim? Can you stay for a while?
You got any more Prince songs?
So when grown-ups are choosing colors, especially multiple colors for a room, tips to get it right. Especially a multicolored theme. They want something bright and bold.
Yeah.
How do they take a chance and make it happen?
Here's the deal. Every single space is a multitude of colors. You have to create balance. You have your highlights, your lowlights, just like when we do our hair. You have your neutral.
Yeah, hey, I know.
Right? You
know
have
what
all
you're
your frosted
about.
Tips. Yeah.
What's a frosted tip? I'll tell you later. I gotta go to the ice cream man outside and get some frosted tips. I think that's food. Okay.
If you have a well-balanced palate, it's just like a meal. It feels complete. You feel satiated. You feel like you're in a room that's done. So, when you're choosing that first color, it's usually the boldest one, and then everyone goes to beige because they get scared. Because they want the blue, or they want the pink, or they want that bright yellow, but they're like, ooh, I don't know if I could live with it every day. I'll go for beige. And then I'm called over because it's all beige, and they don't know what to do, and they're stuck, and they're paralyzed. So, what Valspar is doing right now is a beautiful safety net for everybody who's scared of color, which I would say is 99.9% of our country.
Sure.
Because this is why I still have a job. In that, pick the bold color. Pick the color your gut is telling you. Pick the color you think you love. And if you change your mind, you can get a free gallon of paint on Valspar. And they will replace it for you. It's called Love Your Color Guarantee. So now until October 7th, if you make a decision and your heart changes, your mind changes, you think it's ugly, they will replace it for you on them, which I think is a beautiful way to take the fear out of choosing color. I would say this is the most fearful process of them all when it comes to design, is color.
I've never heard of a paint company doing that before.
Neither have I.
Yeah,
that's why we're friends.
No, I've been to the return aisle and seen buckets of paint that they will not take back.
I buy those buckets.
Do you really?
Those are the left. I mean, because they're half.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Why not?
Hey.
I'm not scared either.
I get half-eaten food in the restaurant.
Embrace color, because I see a sewing table behind you. It's similar to one that we have at our house.
Very similar, and the machine is similar
pink.
Too.
Bright pink.
It's bright pink.
Well, what I do every year with Valspar and Housing Works is all of this furniture that you see is from Housing Works, so it's all repurposed with Valspar's paint. So we're giving it new skin, new life. New energy. This will be bought, I promise you, within 10 minutes of this show opening. Every year, it's gone.
This is clearly
not... So if I want
not...
anything, I need to get it now?
Yeah.
Now, I might be able to cut you a deal.
I was going to ask you a question that said none of this looks new right off the shelf.
Right.
It all looks antique, but you painted it.
We did. And everyone gets scared to paint old things or wood things, because
we
oftentimes think that... It's wood. That's sacrilegious. Or it's brick. It's the same thing about craftsmanship.
He says that a lot.
Sometimes.
Men say that a lot more, which I get it. When it is an incredible piece of carpentry, when it is an incredible wood, like a mahogany or a beautiful walnut or something exotic, you don't touch it. 99% of the time, just like everyone's picking beige, the wood is not that good.
Yeah.
The brick is not that great.
Right.
And color, in the end, all of these things became so much more valuable just with the addition of bold color. So this clock, for example, costs $60 in Housing Works. With the addition of a layer of paint, I can sell it for $300, $250. So it really is... just stepping out with
I'm
going to
start
color.
Mark is
going to
go. That's what I was thinking. You were going to go home and paint himself. So he's more valuable.
Well, how about now?
Yeah, really?
I got the paint.
Okay.
You could be a rainbow.
You could be like this beautiful pink man in my booth. Maybe I could sell even more. I'd crank up the prices.
Yeah, the silver
now
men.
You're talking.
The silver men are overrated,
though.
Red,
though? Pink? Why do I have to be pink?
Because there's the blue man group. You can't do that. You can't do the silver guy because you see him all the time. You have
right.
to pick a different color.
Okay, what's wrong with red?
Fine.
Red,
here you
good.
Go.
Kind
I'll
of,
take red.
Kind of
a
makes
boring.
Me think of like gore and blood.
Like a sunburn.
Like a sunburn.
Not a positive.
You could tell him, hashtag Larry the Lobster.
I like red, but it's not good for body color.
So another question about paint. Again,
more
not appetizing.
Genevieve, maybe we could talk later.
I like this married dynamic. This is I can't say that I've ever been on a show where you get a serenade of your choice. And I get to talk to a married couple and deal with your life instead of my own. I'm totally in.
Well, you
anytime.
Should,
well, let's
you
talk
should
about
get a clothesline in here because I'm about ready to hang out the dirty laundry.
I have whiskey over here if you want to like.
You know,
is that real whiskey?
Yeah.
Do you have real booze?
Really?
It is.
Tim, can you pass me that bourbon
wow.
booze?
There's everything in this.
I don't need
here.
To leave this booth.
We can live here.
You can sleep.
Yeah, on this day bed, which
right,
is
with
great.
Right, with a quill
this
or drink whiskey.
This would be great, A, to pass out on after I drink that whiskey. But B, for a kid's room. Can I jump on this?
This is the point. Yeah, and I found this bed, I mean, literally $35 at Housing Works. And with the reupholstery and the painting, we can make, you know, a good $150 for a good cause. So yes, great. You got $150. It's yours, honey.
I got a question.
He carries a bag full of money everywhere we go, just in case I want something.
He's a good husband.
Yeah, and then he
Tim,
just pull it all out.
Tim, get the duffel bag of cash.
I love this show.
We carry it in case we need to buy a TV or a car or something.
Yeah,
a gadget.
Yeah.
Just in
case.
Mail gadget.
Yeah.
Tech.
Yeah. Bribe a city official. You know, look, I'm not on parole.
Fly
now.
Somewhere and want to drive home. We'll just buy a car.
Yeah, just
leave
it.
You know
how you roll in radio.
Yeah.
I need
totally
to switch my
roll.
Medium. Really.
Yeah.
He's in charge of the money. He doesn't always bring it up.
He's got a taped all to
his
chest.
Is it always you three, or is this a special thing? This is your thing.
Three. This is us.
I love
this is our
that.
Thing. Yeah. Sometimes we go
bringing
big.
Back
and
back jingle, bringing back music to talk. I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be our guest anytime you want.
Great.
You can be our correspondent.
I'll be your contributor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
totally.
Kidding me?
Anytime. I'm right here.
We're on 18th
around.
Street with Genevieve Gorder. Dear Genevieve. Genevieve, are you there?
18th Street on the lockdown.
We need a teletype of some sort. I know they don't have those anymore, but it sounds newsy.
Yeah.
Well, she has a typewriter over here. Did you see the old typewriter?
I have a typewriter.
Look at that.
I love
Genevieve,
that.
Genevieve, can you type on that for a while?
Yeah,
so you want me to see
if I can make the sound?
Catch
I think
the
I'm,
sound?
I'm umbilical corded to this
And you have
machine.
A phone next to
let's
it
see.
That
Hold
we
on.
Have the same
let's
phone
see.
At home. Yeah. Your grandpa's phone.
And it works?
Yes, it does.
Does that sound like 1010?
Yes. This just in, reporting live from Housing Works, Design on a Dime. Genevieve Gorder, what do you have for us today?
I have a typewriter for sale for $35, and I can start auctioning off at this booth in about 10 seconds. $150.
Oh, that's awesome. So now we have a teletype machine, which is a first for us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. I have a painting question, though.
Hit it.
Eggshell, gloss, semi-gloss on the walls, satin. I've actually gotten in trouble with satin before because
yes.
it's finicky.
Yes, it is.
Tips, differences, what do you like? What do you like?
I like all or nothing. So I usually don't go anywhere in between. The pearls, the satins, bye. If I want shiny, I'm going to do it on molding, like case molding up half the wall, and I'm going high gloss. I want that perfect
talk
lacquer.
Talk
like,
to me.
Talk to me, baby. That's the stuff I like.
Okay.
That's Barry White to me right there.
I wish I had that. I could switch into that voice right now, and we could just take it there. High gloss, baby.
Listen here, baby. All high gloss at the time.
I love that. We're going to a design porn place. This is really fun. It happens on every show.
That
okay.
could be a new show.
It is a show.
You know, as it turns out, we are taping a new show. It's going to be in private.
Design porn.
Yes.
All of us TV designers, when we have to do cutaways where we like touch the furniture so they get the shot, and it's always like, oh, yeah, baby. Like, look at this fine detail. You have to do it over and over. But getting back to finish.
You know, good segue. Nicely
played. No bridge there. For walls, I definitely like a flat finish. I like it to feel like butter. What happens when you start adding gloss to your paint and you get into the pearls, you get into the satins, you get into that middle zone, and you said you had some trouble with the satins, is it starts to show all the discrepancies in the wall itself. And no wall is straight.
Yeah.
No wall is taped perfectly, and I don't want to see the tape, the waver. I just want to see a beautiful butter color. So that's why I go flat. But everywhere else on molding, I go high gloss.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Well, I
want
to talk about
friends?
Something else that might turn you on.
Oh, bring it.
We follow you on Twitter, and you are a runner.
I am a runner.
Yes.
Are you runners?
Well, recreationally, and he does races. Like, he's done urbanathlons and...
You're serious.
All kinds
adventure
of...
Races
adventure races.
Adventure all kinds of stuff.
You're hardcore. And you're more of a recreational...
Yeah.
Like, I'm
he's
probably
the guy
more
that,
your
like,
category.
We go for a run. He'll literally run around me in circles and run up a hill and run back, and I'm going as fast as I can.
So good for your self-esteem.
Yes, it is. It's very good for my self-esteem.
You
and
steal
he's
the
all
stuff
about
at our
it.
House that's awesome for my self-esteem. That's my only gag. Okay.
I'm like, I'm going
this
as
is where
as
you
I
win
can.
It.
This is where I can be at level the playing field a little bit.
Do you do races or anything?
I do. I do small races. Mm-hmm. I'm not a marathoner, and I don't pretend to be. I'm doing my first half marathon in a couple months in San Francisco. But I like it because...
Is that the Beta Breakers? No.
No.
Okay.
My best friend set it up. I'm just showing up, and I'm training like mad.
Okay.
So what it is for me is in New York City, we don't drive. Mm-hmm. So it's my time in the car by myself with my headphones on. Mm-hmm. It's that release. It's free. and I'm outside. I'm sure you guys feel this too. It's like you, as an adult, you stop playing outside.
Yeah.
And so this is like my playground. I get to just tune out and shut all the design machines off. But oftentimes, I'm seeing something, I see a new color, I notice something, and I'm recording it in my phone as I'm running.
Yeah. I literally wrote an introduction to one of our shows, perhaps this one, while running on a horse farm.
You were running on a horse farm?
Yeah, there's a horse farm right near our house. And that's one of the fun things that I love running is off the beaten track is just not that far away.
You explore.
You find stuff.
Yeah, you're a kid again.
And there's this cool, like, horse farm. Everyone drives by, thousands of people a day. They don't know it's there. There's a trailhead right there. And it's a run I take, and I am lost in there.
Well, did you run in high school and college before you were an adult? Did you run?
I ran in high school, yeah.
I ran in high school, too. And then I stopped. You know, you go to college, you go do your thing. I've always been athletic, but running didn't come back until after I had my daughter, and it was needing that quiet and that time alone that you don't have when you have kids. And someone introduced to me this application called Couch to 5K. Have you ever heard about this?
No.
So it was one of my tweeters. And it's basically, it sets you up on 9 weeks from the couch if you've literally never run before, which I had, so I had a little leg up. But my tendency is to always overdo it. I'll be like, well, I used to race. I'm just going to take 10 miles right now after not running for two years.
Then you'd be in a wheelchair.
And then you're down.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's my whole, that's pretty much me in life with everything. So it really paces you out, and it built me up to a 5K right away, and I got probably like 200 to 300 people running with me. And then we do the color run, and we do all those fun little city runs, and then they get to meet you. It's a nice social media posse.
Yeah, if you do like a hashtag, is it GG Runnies?
GG Runnies.
Yeah.
And like a lot of moms are like, I don't have time. Like, it's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You got time. Get out. To have him watch the kid while you get up a half an hour earlier. And it was just a gift to get it, so I pass it along to everybody. I don't work with them. I don't speak on behalf of the app. I just think it's great.
That's funny.
Well,
I think,
you know, one of the things that exercise does in getting outside is that you find that you're spending less time complaining. You're spending less time being, like, tense. And then that leads to having health problems and blah, 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 blah. And
agreed.
Spending time on yourself is really worth it.
Yeah, and I like
it. We agree with you.
I'm with you. I told you I'm in for the show. I'm down.
What advice would you give someone who's, and I just had this conversation with someone who was at the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, wow.
Half hour before the whole thing happened. And that he saw the whole thing and he said, I vow to come back and run the 5K that's before the Boston Marathon, but he doesn't run now. And I know there are other people who are like, I want to do something, I want to do this. What experience did you have going from, let's just say, zero, from the couch to I'm walking out the door?
Isn't it that it's that time where, I mean, we all have that time where you just get sick of yourself. You're just like, I'm done. I can't feel this way anymore. I can't live it when you've had it. There's that moment, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But I think it was this introduction of this guide for me. I don't like people yelling at me. I'm pretty much hard enough and intense enough on my own. I don't need a soul cyclist to scream at me while I pump on a bike. I want to detach and disconnect and focus internally so I can keep giving back, because that's all I do for my job. You guys provide the same kind of service. You're always giving outward. And so it's that one moment where you can replenish, and it's free. I think with running, it's like I don't have to show up for anybody but me, and I can put my music on, and I can just stop.
That is exactly how I feel about running. I always used to liken it to, like, it's my church. It's my place to regroup. This guy likes to talk.
Well,
I don't and run, like, because he's an athlete though.
If I were a runner too, Chris
Rhea standing over there. She could.
If I weren't taking you so seriously, the first words out of my mouth would have been, "But I don't get sick of myself." I mean, are you kidding me?
What's your birthday?
Because you're like so amazing.
Oh,
he's a Leo.
Leo.
I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
What's up? What are you?
Cancer.
Oh, we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And what are you, good
Cancer.
Time?
Cancer.
Oh, we got water and fire here in the mix.
Fire Nation.
Yeah.
Bring the action.
A little gregarious.
Yeah.
We're over the top people. Yeah. It's a nice way to, like, recenter.
Yes, very true.
I wish people could see the facial expressions going on right now.
This is my Fix It Up Life is brought to you by me pinching my forehead, wondering what to do next.
How did you guys get into Fix It Up Life? Like, were you just inspired?
Oh, no, she's going to interview us.
Can
we lay down on the couch here?
Yes.
Yeah, can this be a therapy couch, like one of those ones where I lay down on it? Like the,
well,
anything
first
you
came
want
love,
be.
And then came work, and then came marriage.
Yeah, Teresa's
and then
a designer.
More love.
Teresa's a designer.
Yeah, I went to architecture school, and Mark started out as a contractor, and he started building docks off of Cape Cod and landscaping, and then he's building scaffolding in Atlantic City for how tall of a building?
That was Arlington, Virginia. That was 13 stories.
13 stories, wow. And doing all kinds of renovation work. And then we started writing for professional magazines together. And then...
then we wrote a book.
It was one of those, like, Harry met Sally things. We worked at the same company, but we never talked. We never met.
Didn't you kind of like her, though, anyway?
You know, it's funny because she used to dress... she didn't commit to being as hot as she was.
Right.
So the clothes were... and speaking of color...
was she in her 20s?
The clothes, yes.
You don't know yourself yet.
The clothes were great. The colors were fantastic.
It was a professional office. What do you want me to do?
But she didn't go... she didn't go bam.
Would you please dress more like a hottie at the office?
So we go sit at, like, these conference tables where these product people would come in and be like, and then I'm going to tell you about model number 37.
Right.
So I'm looking around like, who's hot in here? And I'm looking at her like...
I need something to keep me awake.
You're
hunting? Where's the pretty girl?
I couldn't tell.
Right.
I couldn't tell.
How did you wear your hair?
Plain.
Like a bun?
Plain Jane. Plain. On your head, most of it.
I usually wore it up because I didn't spend that much time on my hair. And right. I wore conservative-ish looking clothes that fitted me. It wasn't like oversized or anything. Of course, he walked into a meeting once wearing his bike outfit.
Oh, we were wearing spandex? That's not cool.
No, it was spandex, but it was underneath my board shorts because it was
winter.
That's
not cool.
No, the whole thing wasn't cool.
No.
The whole thing. And so, long story short, she
we
went
never
to go to
met.
Work elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then I saw her one night at a bar. And I'm like, aren't you that girl? And she's like,
Aren't you that boy? Are you that boy?
Guy.
Hi, spandex man. How are you?
I haven't seen your spandex in so long.
I miss those pants.
I miss that bright yellow rugby shirt you had from college. Boy, was that awesome. And then she fell in love with me, and that was it. She got lucky from there on out.
And yes. How many years has it been?
How long has it been since you've been loving me?
12?
10.
10.
10.
Oh, it's 10.
10.
It's 10.
And two kids later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Well, kid one is from my previous administration.
Uh-huh.
Kid
I
two.
I like that. Previous administration.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to use
it
that.
It was an unsuccessful administration.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there was
same situation.
Oh, no re-election then.
I have one child, has not been a re-election.
Yeah. So
you're looking at possible candidates, though.
There's
you're
a re-election in yes, my vice president or my president. I'm the vice president. The combination that you guys have going on right now seems to be very familiar in our industry.
Yes.
The designer-builder combination.
Yes.
I like the builder guys.
I like the builder guys,
too. I think they're hot.
They are.
Yeah.
Good work.
I grow a nice thick beard, if you can tell.
Little dirty nails.
That's how you know how to build stuff.
The only thing about being in love with a guy who is a contractor is that they don't say please and thank you a lot.
They're a little gruff.
They're very direct.
Yes.
And so you can't have a lot of sensitive emotions.
You can't talk about emotions a lot.
Not really.
But you have a Leo, and they're usually pretty in touch with their emotions.
But it comes and goes.
Right.
Like, this is the time when we can talk about it. This is not the time we can talk about it.
I have the same life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an absolute closed metal case. Once in a while, I'll get a little time bomb, or a little love bomb. Boom!
Yes.
And then it goes back in.
And it's wonderful when it goes off, and then it goes away.
You can't say, how are you feeling?
No.
You can't.
That's a waste of time.
Out of here.
Fine.
It's not like, I'm fine. It's not like you do.
What do you want? Yeah. You want something from me?
Because they're used to giving directives on a construction site.
Yes.
Yeah. Do this. Be here. Don't die. You know?
Don't die is a good
one. That was
one
of my favorite instructions. Don't shoot yourself with this nail gun.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I have a whole speech I've memorized. It's not a toy.
You have to be kind of harsh on a building site. I mean, I get it. Yeah,
we're
more
yeah.
like the soft and the curvy and the lovely and the
oh,
see, that's what I
Barry,
say all the time.
Come back to me.
That's the boys. They like the curvy parts.
That's
they make
right.
it beautiful.
That's
yeah.
right. And you and I would love to fall into the curvy parts,
I think
but
you
if
did.
You fall
I think you did.
Off a ladder, that's a different mindset. That's all.
Understood.
That's all.
Our worlds don't mix until the very end.
That's right. And it's and this is one of my other speeches. I have lots of speeches, Genevieve.
I like speeches.
Here's one. It's I as much as I love building stuff and crown molding, dead end left, cope right, and all these
yeah.
casing details and kitchen cabinets and stuff. The paint job, which we paint, we've done so many houses, we actually paint because we can't find someone we trust.
He hates to
and
actually
I'm not
use
a huge
the paintbrush.
Fan of
I'm
the
a,
application of
yeah.
paint.
I'm a paint stickler.
I love.
It ruins
paint.
Everything if it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where I'm going.
It ruins everything.
Yeah.
No matter how good the molding is, how good that miter is, if the paint job is off, you're done.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It tells the whole story about every stick and nail that's in that whole place.
We're equally as important. Your job. But
yeah.
if the cake is delicious and the frosting looks like, you know what, no one's going to take a bite.
No.
I think we have to take a bite of a break.
We do.
So we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
If I
There's so much love that segment.
Should stay.
Oh my goodness.
I would only be in your way. And
a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and it's My Fix It Up Life on a mission.
We're on a mission.
Yes, we're talking with David Raper, who's the VP of retail for housingworks.org and their Design on a Dime event and who it benefits and what it's all about.
Hi David, how are you?
Hi Teresa, I'm really well, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and we are so lucky that we got to participate in Design on a Dime this year in New York City. It was a fabulous event. And I'm curious, how long has Design on a Dime been around?
Well, we were thrilled to have you part of it as well this year, Teresa. It is a great event, isn't it? It's actually been around for 9 years. This was its ninth year, and it's grown every year. And we're really happy with where it's got to at the moment.
Well, I heard that last year you were able to raise about... was $850,000 for
yeah,
to help your
right.
mission? And this year, what did you were you able to break that?
This year we had a fabulous year. We actually raised about $1.1 million this year through a lot of growth and great support from the design community in New York City. So that's a lot of money that's going to help our mission at HousingWorks, which is about ending AIDS and homelessness. It's going to go a long way.
Wow! And there were 62 designers this year that participated.
Yeah, that's right. We had 62 rooms this year, so it was totally maxed out. And all of those designers, you brought all of their creativity to the event. They all built a very special room. They saw some amazing product for us and with us. And then the way Design on a Dime works is that on an opening night last Thursday, we had a big gala and opened up those rooms, and people got to have a look at this creativity of all of these New York designers that had come out to help HousingWorks. And then that night and over the next couple of days, we sold off in one of the biggest interior design sales we have all of that product to people who wanted to buy it to raise money for our mission.
And it's everything is like 50 to 70% off retail, too.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are just some amazing bargains at Designer to Dine. So you can do something really good for yourself and your home while doing something really good for people of New York at the same time.
And it was really exciting, too, to see all of the different vignettes that all of the different designers displayed, because everyone was so unique. And some of them were outrageous, and some of them were more conservative and relaxing, and some were just, I just didn't even know what to say about them.
There was no category.
Yeah, that's right. People really turn on the creativity, don't we? Don't they?
Oh, yeah.
We had, you know, South Asian-inspired rooms. We had, like you said, you know, some almost a very conservative office was one room. And then we had, we know, one of our great supporters, Viacom, came in and did a room themed around Peter Rabbit, which was a kid's room with a little bunk bed hutch in it for a little kid to sleep in, which was just awesome.
That was so adorable. I bet those products in that vignette went fast.
Yeah, that's right. It was all gone. This cute little hutch, some little boy or girl around New York City is getting a great bed as a present, probably as we speak.
Oh, that's so fun. And that sort of raises one of the elements about housingworks.org that I really tied into, which is as you work with people who are living with and affected by HIV/AIDS, one of the things that you say is that housing is healthcare, and I love that perspective.
You know, that's really one of the founding philosophies of HousingWorks. We've been around for a bit over 20 years now, and that's where we began. And really coming from this perspective that, you know, with a lot of the medications now, if someone, you know, contracts HIV, you know, they can live a long and healthy life if they're able to take their medications and if they're able to stay well. But, you know, we work with some very poor, you know, sometimes homeless New Yorkers. And if you, you know, think about it, that's not going to be a top priority if you don't have a place to sleep, you know, keeping up with, a daily regimen of medicine to keep you healthy. And so our philosophy is, you know, you can't just give someone in that sort of situation a pill and say, you know, be on your way, you'll be fine. We just know that doesn't work. And so we provide, a whole range of services, really starting with housing, that says let's help you get stable. Let's help you get your life back on track. And when that happens, that's when you're going to be able to start taking, you know, those medications and be healthy and healthcare, which means not only are you going to have great health, but it's going to make it almost impossible for you to pass on the virus to somebody else. If you're on that, you know, stable healthcare regimen that, you know, you need a stable life to be able to maintain.
And I can't even imagine, too, even if you could afford to get the medicine, or if somebody was just giving it to you and you were homeless, or you can't even sort of have a place to store your medicine and have it in a where you're supposed to keep it and be able to take it on schedule. And the Housing Works Design on a Dime this year, that money goes to a community development project.
This year, the money's going to support our first new from the ground up housing development in over a decade at Hull Street in Brooklyn, where we've sourced a block of land and we've just recently brought on architects to design it. And the money that's being raised from Design on a Dime is going to help us get that project off the ground and build more supportive housing for people who need it.
That is so fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And we love the mission of Housing Works, which seeks to leave the world better than you found it. And you can follow Housing Works at Housing Works at Twitter, or check them out on Facebook/HousingWorks.
And check them out online at housingworks.org. And we have to go to break, so we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see.